we're all in that situation. We've got all of this work that we love and we collect, and it represents our creative output of decades, perhaps. What are we going to do with it? Well, it sits in the closet for most of us. We could do a whole seminar on, I wrote an article called "You're Dead, So Now What?" Because I think it's a practical and pragmatic question. What are we going to do with all this wonderful artwork? Well, between now and the time, Ansel said, between now and the time he went into the final wash, I always thought that was clever. I've updated it. Between now and the time I go into the ink maintenance tank, what am I going to do with all my prints? They end up in these boxes, which lead to a very interesting phenomenon, which is what I call the problem with the pile of prints. If you pull out, let's say someone says, "I'd like to come over to your house and see some of your work." Great, fantastic, come on over. And you pull out your boxes of stuff, and they have this pile of prints that they're going to look through. And if you watch them, well, you can't watch me here because I'm in the dark, but maybe you can see me. It works something like this. They pick up the first piece, they look at it for a while, they set it down, right? Then they pick up the next piece, they look at it for a while, they set it down. They work their way through your pile. Sometimes they move one quickly, sometimes they linger over one, but basically that's what's happening. And I thought, is that really what's happening? Because I don't think so. I think what's happening is a courtesy that they look at your work and they move it over here, but in their mind, they're evaluating. I like this one over here. I like this one over here. Ooh, I don't like this one. They'd like to put it over here, but that would be so rude that they put it over here. But what's really happening in their mind's eye is they're looking for ones that they like and ones that they don't like. And beauty's in the eye of the beholder, so they're not going to like everyone equally. Matter of fact, you probably don't like all of your images equally. There are favorites involved, which leads to what we now see as a phenomenon on the internet, which is thumbs up, thumbs down. And this has always been problematic in the way I think about photography, because for the simple reason that any individual's opinion may not count. I'll tell a short story, which I didn't tell yesterday, and I should have, because it's so good. I went to my first workshop in 1983. It was Bruce Barnbaum, John Sexton, and Ray McSaveny. And what happened in that workshop is we all brought lots and lots of prints. And we divided ourselves into three groups. And the first group was a workshop, was having print critiques with Bruce Barnbaum. Second group with John Sexton. Third group with Ray. And then we rotated. I was in the group first with Bruce Barnbaum. Some of you probably know Bruce. He's a fantastic photographer and a great workshop instructor. And he had looked at everybody in the group's work except me. I was too shy. I just couldn't bring myself to put them up there. He finally said, "Brooks, get him up here." So I put all my work up on the rail for him to look at. And he looked and he looked and he looked and he said, "Are you sure you want to be a photographer?" I thought, uh-oh. And he then went through the work and basically said, "There's not much here of value, but, maybe you can keep working on it." He's subsequently become a really good friend. So he's a nice guy. He's just tough love kind of guy. Well, that night, I thought, it's a damn good thing I carpooled with somebody here, because if I had my own car, I'm heading home. That's it. It was too devastating. The next day, I had John Sexton. John Sexton, finally I put all my work up. John looks and looks and looks. They're all in the same order they were with Bruce. John says, "All of these prints over here on the left are fantastic." He said, "I love them. I wouldn't change a thing. I wish they were mine. These are great. These ones over here on the right, we need to talk about, because there's some things here I think, you could improve on." I felt a little better. John Sexton, he's Ansel Adams, you know, darkroom assistant. That's a pretty good compliment. Next day, I have Ray McSavany. I put up the same prints in exactly the same order. And Ray says, this group over here to the right is fantastic. This I love. These ones over here on the left, though, we could talk about those. And I went, ah, I get it. Beauty really is in the eye of the beholder. And so whenever we put our work up, there is this natural tendency for people to say, I like these and I don't like these. But that doesn't really tell us much about our work. It tells us more about the person who's giving us the opinion than it does really about our work. But worse than that is, I think, individual images tend to push people into making that evaluation, either verbally or silently, but one way or another, they're deciding whether they like your work or not. Based on what? Based on their criteria of what good work is. Not your criteria as a creator, as a maker. And that's the opinion that really counts, is your criteria. If you've made something that you're really happy with, that's about as great a reward as you could possibly have. But if someone else doesn't like it, well, okay, they don't like it. You know, you got to have thick skin a little bit to be an artist, I guess.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.